listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 25th day of February, year of our Lord 2019. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Of course, the headlines this morning had to do with the Oscars. Didn't watch them, don't care. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to make sure each member of your team has 1 olive drab colored space blanket and 2 U.S. government issue ponchos. At least one of those should be camouflage. They're excellent pieces of equipment. They will serve you well. This is Firearms Monday. We have patiently waiting to greet him, our friend Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. And we're patiently, anxiously waiting with bated breath to hear the firearms tip of the week. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, sir. And your firearms tip of the week, going to be a little bit different. Kickback. Tip of the week is kickback. This weekend, had a lot of things planned to try to get done out in the store with some customers and a few other things. And the weather just, I mean, I know our forecasters get off sometimes, but they were so far off this time that it was irritating. Neither day ever got anywhere near as warm as it was supposed to. Never had nearly as much sun as it was supposed to. Was never anywhere close to as nice as it was supposed to. So, on both days, customers came out, and since 40-mile-an-hour winds and everything else prevented us from doing anything that we had planned on doing, we kicked back. And it was fun because it gave me a better feel of understanding where a lot of our customers were in their training, and it gave us a better feel from where they would like to be as far as calibers and guns and just everything. It was a really great weekend, and I woke up this morning, and I felt so much more refreshed. I felt so much better, even though I'm still, you know, a couple of days behind from where I would like to be. I woke up feeling a lot better. So sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, when you sit there and, you know, you're frustrated about this, or politics are really driving you nuts, or your state and local legislators aren't doing anything, let alone what constituents are asking them to do, kick back. Chit-chat with your friends, chit-chat with your customers, chit-chat with those around you, and just see how their world's going. Let them kind of feel out your world a little bit. And at the end of the day, hopefully everybody will feel better. I think we all need downtime, John.
Well, we do, and it's just the opposite for gun show promoters. I've known several, and one quite well. Gun show promoters pray for bad weather.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's just the opposite effect, because the guys can't do their honeydew projects outside. Well, may as well go to the gun show. Can't do any honeydew projects.
Yeah, or they can't go out to the range and get stuff done out there, so let's go see what I can pick up at the gun show. Yep, and they're done that. Our subject this morning, it goes back to this weekend. And we finished up and delivered the first of the 10mm MSR rifles. MSR, again, ladies and gentlemen, modern sporting rifle. I'm trying to teach myself to get away from calling everything an AR that's black.
yeah.
Too many years at it and too many changes. It's warranted now. It's been warranted for a long time. Yes, if you've got a complete AR lower that you shoot your 5.56 and you pop the upper off and you go to another one and you're still using the exact same lower, then, yeah, you're still an AR platform. But in finishing up the pistol calibers, I've got to change it, John. It's no longer, I mean, the only thing that is 100% AR compatible off of the pistol calibers is the upper, and of course, you know, with using a dedicated upper for, let's say, 9mm, you're still going to have magazine issues and stuff. So different ways to look at different things, but changing that over to the MSR modern sporting rifle makes things a lot simpler. Especially when you're explaining something. And the 10mm, John, really surprised me. It really, really did. Now, the 9 was impressive. Got customers with the 9mm that are just knocking the daylights out of steel gongs at 75 yards and knocking them over. With 9mm ball ammo. And we got the first 10mm up and started running it, and with every trigger pull, the bigger my smile got. Teresa was wondering how far it could go. But now that we've got that one perfected, we're working on 2, 3, and 4, and we're working on the first in 45 ACP. So we'll have that one up and running here very, very shortly. And previously we had, and still do have, the MSR in 9mm and 40 Smith & Wesson. So we're getting a lot of experimenting and playing around done here in the shop, John, and that Teresa swears is what keeps me up and going.
Well, whatever.
Keeps me busy.
At 10mm, when it first came out, it was so hot, it was literally tearing pistols apart, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, sir. They were looking at it in the polymer frames, i.e. Glocks, and were having some severe problems there. So they went to the 1911 steel frames, problem solved. Immediately, problem solved. However, right. recoil was brutal.
That's right.
The intent of the 10 millimeter was that the FBI wanted a handgun with the ability to carry more ammunition by weight and at the same time have the same terminal ballistics or slightly better.
And, as a 45.
Millimeter. Yeah, then the 45, excuse me. So, hence the 10 millimeter came out, made famous by the movie or the series Miami Vice. Sonny Crockett carried a 10 millimeter, and you know, it was just all in all, it was an absolute hand cannon, and it was gorgeous. So they developed it, they got it worked up, they handed it over to the FBI, X number of units. FBI gave it over to their armorers, said, go to the range, tell us what you think, break it, find out how to make it work better, whatever, and go from there, which is exactly what they did. 2 months of testing, working with it and everything else, and they come back and said, oh, yeah, this is it. It's a perfect combination all the way down the line.
And here comes the however. That would be the female agents.
You got it. Here's the however. They actually accepted and put in the contract for, I believe it was 20,000 units. And since they already had the ones in testing that were coming out of testing that they could use for training, they started putting field agents out there and started teaching them on it. Within 1 week, the program was put on hold because there were female agents with sprained wrists, dislocated wrists, to the point that they had to have not a medic on site like they have to have. They had to have a medic online.
Right. Right. Well,
to treat these
I got a follow-up on that, Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
25 years ago, the St. Louis County Police Pistol Range was open to the public on Sundays. And I would go out there occasionally on a nice day and put some lead down the range. The range officer was a uniformed police officer. And I'd already been an NRA certified firearms instructor for several years by then. And they had two-person shooting positions. So I'm at my shooting position, putting lead down, and next to me was this petite brunette, and she's shooting, and the range officer would call ceasefire, and we go down and check our target. So I'd look at mine, I look over at hers, and we're shooting a B-27 silhouette, which is a standard police silhouette, and her rounds are at top left, top bottom right, top right, bottom left. It's scattered all over. So we go back to get ready to shoot again, and I walk over to the range officer and identify myself and that I'm an NRA certified instructor, and I said, do you think this young woman would mind if I offered her some help, some coaching? And he whispers to me, he says, John, I don't think so. She's an FBI agent. So Jimmy, this is a woman who graduated from Quantico and was a badge-carrying FBI agent, and it was an embarrassment to see what this woman was doing. I was talking to a couple of FBI agents several years later, and they were speculating between themselves who this woman was from the St. Louis FBI office, trying to speculate which agent this was. But how in the world can you graduate from Quantico and not do as well as my brand new pistol students? I've had women take a pistol out of the box they never shot before and do better than this woman was doing. It was an embarrassment and very humiliating. I maintain her privacy. I did not approach her. But that's not right. You're putting her at risk. You're putting her fellow agents at risk. And they're graduating these women to be politically correct, despite them not having the basic skills of marksmanship that any gun-carrying, badge-carrying FBI agent should have, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the thing is, you get them out there, and some of them, pride, you know, will make them grin and bear it and grit it, and, I mean, they'll do everything in the world to not, you know, fold under the pressure of not just the training, but the handgun itself, and then they somehow miraculously get through the program, without
I got a doctor and everything. I've been thinking about this recently. I've thought about it a lot off and over the years, Jimmy. Any woman who wants to be in the United States Army, United States Marine Corps, a fireman, a policeman, they need to be able to open a jar of pickles first. If they can't open a jar of pickles, they can't be in the U.S. Army, United States Marine Corps, the Air Force, the Navy, a police officer, an FBI agent, or a fireman. What do you think about that?
That's pretty simple prerequisite test.
Well, almost none of them could do it, though. Almost none of them could do
it. Yeah. That would.
So let's call it the pickle test. If you can't open a jar of pickles, you can't be a soldier, a sailor, a Marine, a police officer, an FBI agent, or a fireman.
Yeah, that would
have to be fair. We'd have to have the men. The men would have to meet the same standard, of course. It'd be a fair test that all would have to meet the same standard.
Oh, yeah. Same size jar of pickles, same size, same manufacturer. They'd have to select their own jar of pickles out of the case of pickles. I mean, we'd make it very, very fair, John.
Absolutely.
So, it's definitely food for thought for some of our organizations out there or those that may be acquainted with them that are listening.
Well, somehow they'll say, you don't have to open a jar of pickles to be a cop. Well, it's simple upper body strength is all it is. It's a simple test.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How can you wrestle a drunk suspect if you can't open a jar of pickles? How can you wrestle a drunk suspect if you can't open a jar of pickles?
I don't see where you could, John. I really don't. I don't. Because, ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about, we're not being mean. We're not. I just can't think of anything else to say. We're not being mean, ladies and gentlemen.
I didn't anticipate our discussion going this direction this morning, but there is value to this discussion. And what the Navy's done, you know, every sailor has to be able to fight fires, and what they're found in the Navy is it takes two women to take the place of one man on a firefighting team because they simply don't have the strength.
No, and a lot of times what they will do, they will take that female and they will slide her into the middle of the fire team. You won't see them as a number one or number two hose handler. You may see, or nozzleman. You may see them as a hose tender. You may see them as a breaching, you know, aid or whatever, but you will not see them handling the pressure of that hose going everywhere. And they understand what's going on. They want to live. So they are not going to argue the point. In fact, this is from a young man I was talking to last weekend, I believe it was. His brother just went through firefighting school out in Damneck, Virginia. And he was telling him that when they started lining up on the crews and everything to go in and start fighting fires and everything in the burners, the burners, ladies and gentlemen, they replicate like an engine room on a ship. They will have full-size engines in there, generators, catwalks, electrical control systems, everything. It will be, and in some cases it actually was in the past, a section of a ship that they were decommissioning that they would cut out, kind of smooth up the edges, make sure it was still watertight, airtight, and everything, and mount it so they could use it to run a crew into and firefight. And he was telling me that they would go to set up these crews, that the girls would automatically place themselves either three or four positions back, automatically. And the guys didn't say anything about it. The instructors didn't say anything about it. Nobody said anything about it because they knew where they could fit in and still do a job.
So, okay, we have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. Ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore. I want to talk to you for a moment about my sponsor, GoldWealthFinancial.com, and investing in gold and silver. Gold and silver coin investing is considered a safe investment because of its physicality. For this reason, it's where many institutional investors put their money when signs of an economic downturn strike. In most stock market crashes and corrections, the prices of gold and silver rise steeply, while stocks and other exchange-traded funds plummet. At my website at thelibertyman.com, you'll find a link to goldwealthfinancial.com. You need to check them out. It's a great website, great people to work with, and they have a telephone number. That telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Check them out, do your research, and give them a call. Thank you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 25th of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm actively recruiting, hiring paid part-time marketing people to market me for speaking engagements. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling. If you got a question or comment about anything to do with the gun culture, rifles, shotguns, pistols, training, optics, ammunition, legislation, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Well, Jimmy, I think we've covered that issue of the improper use of women in our society sufficiently. I want to end it with the following note. There's been a federal district judge who's ruled the Selective Service unconstitutional because they don't draft women, of all things. But I've been telling people for 20 years that was coming, and it's here.
Oh, yeah.
It's here. I pity the members of the draft board that attempt to draft my my granddaughter. I really do. I take pity on them. Let's move on to rifles, shotguns, pistols, optics, ammunition, training, Jimmy.
Yep. Let's get back to the pistol caliber rifles. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, a lot of the guys nowadays are excited is one word. I don't know. There's just they look at the upcoming and what we're doing with building the MSR rifles and carbines in the same calibers as their handguns is something exciting and new. And when in fact, it's not. One of my favorite of all time movies, black and white as it is, I could sit there and watch this thing two or three times a weekend, is Jimmy Stewart in Winchester 73. And the Winchester Model 73, ladies and gentlemen, was so adamantly popular, was so looked forward to by the cowboys and the ranchers and everybody else that lived out west for one simple reason. Before that, you would have a rifle-calibered rifle, and then you'd have your handgun, your sidearm. Typically, you had a choice of two, either the .44 caliber or the .45 caliber. .44 typically being in your Remingtons and some of the Colts, and the .45s almost exclusively in the Colts. Modified Dragoons and second model Dragoons, Peacemakers, they all were converted black powder muzzle-loading pistols, and they were converted to cartridge guns. And we got into this describing something for Jerry several weeks back in the movie Pale Rider, where Clint Eastwood was swapping out cylinders on his old Army Remington and reloading his reserves, getting his guns back ready to gunfight again. And in that one scene, ladies and gentlemen, you will see at the very end, all of the pistols that he runs through are .44 caliber, black powder converted to .44-40 cartridge guns. And that is exactly what happened with the Winchester 73. It was chambered in .44-40 cartridge. So now the cowboy could carry his gun belt with all of his ammunition in his gun belt and know that no matter what piece of ammunition he pulled out from behind him, if he was reloading his pistol, he was safe. If he was reloading his rifle, his 73, he was safe. And the little piece of history of that, ladies and gentlemen, is what I think makes things so cool, is that one rifle did more for the West as far as compatibility, versatility, user satisfaction. Everything was tied up with that one rifle. Were you aware of that, John, or had you ever seen that?
Well, I wasn't aware of those details. I knew the Winchester lever action was hugely popular, and that the compatibility of cartridges was very important to these guys for the logistics. It made their logistics very simplified, which is a big deal back then. The distances people were traveling, walking and riding a horse or a wagon, it made a huge difference.
Oh, yes, sir. And the ease of carrying ammunition.
That's right. Here's our break.
You only live twice. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate to tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever. Hold one up and then caress it. Touch it, stroke it and undress it. I can see every part, nothing hides in the heart to hurt me.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Sarah Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 25th of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. New and improved, smartphone compatible. I want to point out on top of my homepage where it says radio, there are six different ways to listen to my radio show live. And we have Republic Broadcasting Archives, my YouTube archives, and Brighteon Archives. There's lots of different ways to listen to the show live and to the archives. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy clinics for sale. This is my home business. If you've got arthritis pain, and many of you do, what are you waiting for? Get your life back. Get off those harmful, dangerous pain meds and get yourself an energy cleaner. Get a mattress pad to go with it. Everything's in stock, ready for immediate shipment. The energy cleaner is only $285, should be included. The mattress pads vary in price depending on what you want. And, of course, keep in mind I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can order the energy cleaner at my website using PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is right there. Plus, I have a toll-free auto line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, it is Firearms Monday. We're taking your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. Jimmy's website is DesertEagleShooters.com. Jimmy, before we get back to our topics, tell people what an Oops Kit it is and how they can get one and why they should get one.
All right. I guess the easiest way to explain it, ladies and gentlemen, is every time that we're doing anything. Doesn't have to be on our guns. It could be tuning up the car. It could be putting a radio in. It could be, oh my goodness, anything. And some small component, springs typically, otherwise it'll be pins or something like that, will slip out of our hands or get a breath of wind or breeze or something will blow it off the table. And we can't find it. It ain't there. And I always attribute them to disappearing to the gremlins. Some people will argue that point, and some others believe in it a little bit more than I wish they would. And now we've got something that doesn't work. Could be something as simple as your ballpoint pen won't click, to the fact that your printer won't print, because this little hoodus, whatever it is, fell out. Well, that goes back to the firearms as well, ladies and gentlemen. Primarily, what we're discussing as far as an Oops Kit goes is for the AR and MSR platforms. You've got standard size pins, you've got springs, you've got trigger mechanisms, you've got bolt components. All of these different things that go together and you just really, truthfully, are stuck when one of these little pins or one of these little springs and everything pops off out there. And so with our AR, MSR platforms, an Oops Kit is a Ziploc baggie. And when we put ours together, we put all the small stuff in one Ziploc baggie, put that into a larger Ziploc baggie with any larger components. If they're ordering just a basic kit, then we just leave it at that. And they've got the one little packet. You open that packet up, take your tweezers. I like using tweezers. It's just me, mainly because I got big, dumpy fingers. And you go in and you find the pin or the spring or whatever it is that's missing and get the firearm back into functioning properly first. And then once that's done, then, okay, now we can go look for the other spring. Once you find it, you put it back in your Ziploc kit, and you still have a spare. If you never find it again, well, then you had a spare, and hopefully with your Oops Kit being intact, you'll have a couple more when needed. So what you can do, ladies and gentlemen, is you can go to DesertEagleShooters.com. You can contact us through any number of three different ways there. They've got the web page login part of it right there on the bottom of page one. And then go back and you can look at individual kit listings and such as that. Decide what it is or call us and tell you you think you need, this is what you need. And we'll discuss it from that point and go on from there. So by being able to do this, ladies and gentlemen, we like to try to be your full service equipment and everything for your AR platforms or your MSR platforms. And we're working today, Teresa and I are, because of the weekend and because of the end of last week, we're revamping a couple of orders that go in because we found out this weekend just how far down we were on several things, John. Kind of makes it hard to upgrade and fit for customers when you can't find the stuff or you don't have it on hand.
So, well, Jimmy, I want to follow up on the Oops Kit because this is important. The Oops Kit is insurance. The Oops Kit is peace of mind. Every firearm has its own frailties and possible things. I know my favorite rifle, the Rifleman's rifle, the M14, it's the rear sight is the vulnerable part. It's rather thin, rather vulnerable stamped steel, the main part of it, and it doesn't take a really super heavy impact to damage the rear sight of an M14. And having these parts in stock is a matter of, like as I said, insurance and peace of mind, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Peace of mind is the main thing that we want to keep, ladies and gentlemen. If you're depending on putting meat on the table, if you're depending on protecting your family, if you're depending on anything from that firearm, the more peace of mind that we have of having the right ammunition, a abundant amount of the ammunition, spare parts, if we're swapping uppers and lowers back and forth between guns, that we've got the proper bolt and bolt carrier groups in there for that particular firearm. And it's just a juggling act, ladies and gentlemen, like anything else. We have to juggle things around a bit. We have to make corrections where necessary, and we have to be able to just kind of go with the flow. And if we can learn to do that, as Clint Eastwood put it, improvise, overadapt, overcome.
Heartbreak Ridge.
Then, yes, sir, one of my favorites. We can sit there and stay ahead of the game, ladies and gentlemen. And this goes for anything. Now, on the Oops Kits, like I said, primarily what we offer is in the MSR platforms. I have a lot of calls from people that have Glocks. The only thing, ladies and gentlemen, that are in an Oops Kit for a Glock is a firing pin and a firing pin spring. That's all there is to it. You got guys out there that'll try to sell you every parts component for that gun, which is really nice to have, but do you really need it 99% of the time? No. You may need something that's in that complete overhaul kit one in 10 million years, and that'll be the way it'll be. But if you sit down, you want to get with your local gun shop, take your Glock in there, show them what you got. And all you have to tell them is you'd like to order a spare firing pin and firing pin spring for it. And, of course, they're going to, well, is it broken? Well, no. But I would like to have, if they start questioning you over and over and over, it's
you're
time for another gun shop.
You're in the wrong place.
Yep. You need another gun shop.
Yeah. You're in the wrong place.
So, but yeah, you keep these items with your firearms. Now, I saw a unique way to store that firing pin and spring, John, on a Glock this weekend. I love it when my customers educate me. The owner had he'd taken my advice, gotten a spare firing pin spring, and when he was cleaning his one gun one day, he noticed some crap washing out from under the grips and took the grips off again. And sure enough, there was some stuff coming around the magazine well and everything. And he got to looking at that grip, and right beside where the screws hold it to the frame, he was looking at it and discovered that that is really the thickest part of that whole mechanism. So, ladies and gentlemen, what he does is he takes his Dremel motor tool and a little burr on the end of it.
I knew that was coming.
Yep. Grinds him out a little slot, puts that in there, and the spring and the firing pin both drop right into that one little slot, John, and he puts the screws back in and he's ready to go.
Absolutely. Yeah. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Yep.
Had one of the other guys sitting there going, what do you do for a screwdriver? And he goes, oh, I take Jimmy's advice. And he goes, what's that? And he pulled out his Swiss Army knife. Every model Swiss Army knife, ladies and gentlemen, has got a screwdriver and a small screwdriver on them. And 99 times out of 100, those screwdrivers will suffice far well and exceed what you need to take the grips off of a handgun. And as long as you can do that, you can get to your spare parts, and you can keep right on rocking and rolling. So, that's our life in the fast lane nowadays, John.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I no longer carry a Swiss Army knife daily. I carry a SOG multi-tool, which I was carrying a Gerber for many, many years, but SOG has now become my favorite. I did damage my original one, and I mailed it back to the factory, and they returned it back refurbished. I could not tell it from new. So I'm a big fan of SOG products. One of the problems with Gerber is that Walmart is selling Chinese knockoffs that claim to be Gerber that are not Gerber. And I'm not sure I don't want to trust Gerber's being bought at Walmart because of the questionable metallurgy. Plus, Gerber's out of the loop for making their fair share of the sales since they're being made by a non-Gerber factory in China. It's a shame what's happened to some of these companies that are doing business with Walmart, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Still one of my favorite Gerbers, as they go, is the Gerber Dime. I don't know if you're familiar with that one, but it is a small multi-tool, pair of pliers, little knife blade, couple of screwdriver blades, and it rides on my keef log for the car, so I know that I've always got it. And but that is, I mean, as far as anything herky, you know, disassemble the car and rebuild the engine and everything ain't going to happen. But minor stuff, getting into things, quick fixes here and there, or you need a small pair of needle-nose pliers, is perfect. So, yeah, the multi-tools have really taken over out there. Just whacked everything on my headset. The one that I liked the most that I have not yet been able to find again was that Smith & Wesson made a very small multi-tool, a pocket knife blade, another little blade, little screwdriver, I think, on it and everything else. But one of the blades on it, instead of being a clip point or saber point knife blade, it was actually a fashioned after a straight razor. And that was my all-time favorite for the longest time until I couldn't find them anymore. With me, I've got a bad habit of setting things down and turning around and saying something to someone and turning back and they run off on me. Hence the gremlins show up again.
Uh-huh.
But multi-tools, yes, sir. They've really come a long way. But I still will always have my Swiss Army knife in my pocket. In fact, I've got to come up with the address again and see if I can send three of them in to get them refurbished. Minor things, a spring broke that keeps a blade tight or whatever, things such as that. But that's just how life goes, you know. They build these, and they're designed to be as tools, and we're intended to use them as tools. That's what a firearm is, ladies and gentlemen. It's a tool. Now, as long as you use it in the realm of what that tool is expected to be used for, we're doing very, very well. Because 99% of the time, it's not a good idea to use your 1911 or your Glock for a hammer, or use your favorite rifle for a pry bar.
I've seen that. Use them I've seen that happen. I was on a training exercise in the Army, and these Army issue cots are incredibly tough to put the crossbar in to hold everything together. And this E6 sergeant, he should have known better. He had, you know, three up and one down. He started using his M16 as a pry bar, and he's putting all his weight against this thing. And I said, "Sarge, you can't stop. You can't do that." That little old barrel and that little old M16 being used as a pry bar with all his weight against it, I don't know, he probably already done damage by the time I stopped him. But hey, I've seen that firsthand. It's really amazing what goes on sometimes in the Army.
Oh, yeah. And it doesn't have to just be the Army either. There's been a couple of times at the gun range I've seen someone use their stock or their rifle or something like that to pry something into place, or to use the butt of the rifle like in the movies to knock the ice chest open.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Jimmy. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You only live yourself and one for your dreams.
J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 25th of February. The last Monday of the month, by the way. It'll be March at the end of the week. This is Farmers Monday. Give us a call at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right. Well, I guess if it's the last Monday of February, I guess we're the leap show of the year. Ha ha ha. Okay. Bye.
Don't quit your day job.
Yeah, really. Seriously. You know, we're talking about this morning about around just a little bit of everything, but in the pistol caliber carbines and rifles, John, one thing I really find that's nice about it is, especially for the ladies, it's a very nice transition. They've already got a handgun that they're very proficient with. They can do what they need to do with it as quickly as they need to do with it, and have all the confidence that they're going to be able to hit what they're shooting at. And you come off of that and go up and you get into the rifle caliber ones and everything, you've got more noise, you got more recoil. It's all the things that kind of set the ladies back, you might say, just a little bit. And so sticking with a MSR in a caliber that you're already shooting, you already have the confidence in it. Now you're just going to build the confidence into a second platform. So, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't hurt to compare these. Again, best place to compare them is if you're at the range and someone out there does have that particular platform. Say it's in a 40 Smith & Wesson or it's in a 9mm. And you're seriously looking at it going, you know, do I want to invest in something like that or do I want to invest in this over here? And you sit down, talk to the people that own it, find out their thoughts on it, start, you know, just getting a feel of how the gun functions. Plus, it gives you the opportunity as a third party when they're going through their drills and everything, you can sit back and have the opportunity to watch unpressured because no one's going to pop up and ask you a quiz question of just how that firearm is performing and how it's performing out there in the real world. So you get this opportunity to
top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
At the top of the hour.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extend.